Tyler Brown here. Hope everything's going well. Yesterday, I posted a video about getting access to DALI. That was really interesting. Shared some insights, some results from playing around, some of the limitations, some of the interesting things that I had seen. Posted that video and noticed on YouTube it actually had gotten a little bit of traction comparatively to other videos that I had posted. So I thought that there's a little bit of a blue ocean around people looking around DALI, trying to find information on it, trying to find resources on it. And with that, one of the important questions that came out was, what is DALI Mini? I'm going to dive a little deeper into that, but just quickly, I want to talk about how DALI Mini has rebranded to Crayon. Just so if people are looking for this, people are looking for the system, they end up in the right place because this is a change that has been made. Originally, DALI Mini was built and then actually hosted on Hugging Face. And I tracked down the people who created this. And it was, I believe, I've got Boris here. Seems like a wonderful person, a very nice person. And there's also one other person. I don't know where he went, but he is there, and I've got his LinkedIn, and I've got his Twitter. I'm going to put these in the resources and links, and if you want, you can follow along. I think they're, it's really fascinating to see people who are, if you look at his LinkedIn profile, like, he's just doing other things, and this is just like a project that he built and put together in a little bit of hackathon released, and has just gone incredibly viral across the internet, and it just shows the power of builders, the power of creators, and what they can do in the world, even in a small amount of time, the impact that it can have. So DALI Mini is a fantastic system. You can see that it actually no longer works on Hugging Face. It used to. This is actually where I had my first experiences with it when I first heard about DALI and wanted to play around with it, found out that it was not available to common folk like me. Now I'm lucky to be able to get availability, but I put an application in. So I was using this and I was having a lot of fun. And there's actually some featured images on my website that used DALI Mini. I just thought it was hilarious. And they are, just for your reference of what DALI Mini does, I think this is one of the most hilarious and interesting followers on Twitter right now. A few weeks ago, it had like 100,000 followers. You can see it just joined in February, already at 1 million followers. And basically what it's doing, posting hilarious, ridiculous generations by DALI Mini. And as you can see, a very typical framework of the output for it in the system that it has built is basically 9 images, relatively, not as high as resolution as what the DALI 2 is generating right now, often very paranormal, very weird. And then this Twitter profile is then collecting all these images here that are sort of the weird ones, the funny ones, the ridiculous ones, putting them on Twitter. And obviously this has gained quite a bit of following. I don't know how I first, probably just following AI, this one popped into my feed. And now I have died laughing. And I've also been, it's also been creating imagination for me of when I have, now that I have access to DALI 2, what are the prompts that I can put in, or what kind of things are possible of being generated. And like you can see, just kids selling lemonade to soldiers on Normandy Beach during D-Day. So if you're not watching this, you're just listening, a black and white image, but then literally these yellow lemonade bottles throughout all these images. And so although that's a much smaller sort of model, and they used a lot less parameters than DALI, and just a small, just a couple sort of engineers building this sort of open source thing, it's pretty incredible in its own right, and has again sort of captured the imagination of the internet, of the world, and I love that. And so again, was originally on Hugging Face, apologize for saying again, and then now it lives on Crayon, which little fun piece there with the AI in Crayon. And now you can type in, what do you want to see? I would want to see a dog with wings flying through Tron. Let's see if that generates something. Apparently right now, because there is a lot of volume and just a ton of people now accessing this and playing around with what is going to be hard to stop calling DALI Mini, playing around with Crayon, it's actually taking a lot longer for them to generate images. They're looking at scaling up services, but again, this is free. This is a relatively small little team who is doing it. So we've got Boris and then Pedro. Pedro, I think my Twitter is a little hammered right here now, but I'll see if that loads in a second. And then they've got a couple sort of frequently asked questions. And if you're doing marketing, or if you're just, you know, if you're doing something that is even somewhat abstract or whatever, I do highly recommend frequently asked questions. And you can see why did they change the name. Makes a lot of sense. OpenAI asked them to change the name of the application. So obviously there's probably some branding and some trademarks there. It was nice that they just asked and didn't do like mean things to them. And then just avoiding the actual confusion itself. So I think that is a big part of this. And you can also see some of the other questions here about the limitations and bias. How does the model work when there's too much traffic? Why are the faces weird? And then obviously, can I use images generated? So you are able to support with a donation, but they've tried to keep this free. They are looking like they're, I do see a sales email here now. So it does look like as the internet has caught fire of this, that there are more opportunities for them and they might be pursuing those opportunities. You can now see my dog with wings flying through Tron. I don't know what it is. I just love the Tron lightscape and all this stuff. This one I really like with the city in the back. And there's a screenshot. I don't actually know what this does, to be honest. I've got that there. Okay, cool. Screenshot done. And then there's also a forum here as well, too. So it's starting to build a little bit of virality into the application by enabling the sharing and some really... like some fascinating potential here. So I don't think I have too much more to say on this. I've got a bunch of resources up here. So the GitHub, I've got the LinkedIn, I've got the Twitter, I've got a couple articles about, you know, how this has gone sort of so viral and why people are so fascinated with it. I think it's pretty obvious. Mark Zuckerberg as a ventriloquist, I think it's pretty obvious that why it has captured people's imagination and why they're, so interested in it. And then just a couple other sort of pieces here on the history of originally being an open source model, but it generates 9 images in July 2021 for a Hugging Face for a competition held by Google, and then was released in 2022. So this has happened very fast since this has been released. The adoption of it, the excitement around it is pretty incredible overall, and I'm excited to sort of follow along on this journey to see, obviously, the continued growth of OpenAI's DALL-E and DALL-E 2 and all the incredible stuff they're doing there with the resources, but also the sort of parallel journey of people who are doing open source and releasing these models for the world while trying to balance the potential for misuse, all these things, the challenges with the cost to train these systems. Like, there's a lot of things to sort of think about and consider. There's another system called Bloom that I've got to do a little bit more research on, and then I'll be sharing some content around that as well too. But overall, really fascinating thing. Just wanted to share a little bit of a video on DALL-E mini rebranding as Crayon. So if you're looking for this stuff, that you end up in the right place and you're able to generate some of these results that I just showed you here with Tron. If you have any other thoughts around this stuff, let me know. I love it very much. I'm super fascinated and great to see that people are looking for this and searching for searching for answers, searching for information on it. So if that continues, I will keep creating content around it. That is myself, Tyler Bryden. Hope you have a great rest of the day. And if you like this, like, comment, subscribe, whatever those things you do, or just send me a note. Always love hearing from you. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.